From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Some post-holiday blues as export sales were delayed and a significant number canceled. That's according to Jamie Wassemiller of the Gulke Group, who says the big surprise last week was corn exports down 92% from the previous week. Wassemiller tells AgWeb.com drops in exports this time of year are not uncommon. Fortunately, it didn't impact markets much as the week ended, but it could affect Friday's upcoming USDA export numbers. Optimism from both sides of the aisle when congressional leaders were asked about reaching a budget deal by the time the stopgap spending bill expires next Friday. AgriPulse reports among the needed agreements are limits for defense and non-defense spending and also what to do with a disaster aid package that includes new farm bill funding as well as assistance for growers who lost crops to last year's hurricanes. Democrats are also pushing for legislation that allows DACA recipients to remain in the U.S. legally, while Republicans want to include an extension of expired tax breaks. President Trump wants a speedy resolution to the U.S. Free Trade Agreement with South Korea, known as CORUS, even as he exchanges insults with North Korea. According to Western Farm Press, U.S. and South Korean negotiators will meet Friday in Washington to discuss changes to the pact. The Trump administration has cast the deal as a failure, blaming unfair trade deals for hollowing out America's manufacturing sector and entrenching the nation's overall $505 billion trade gap. And that's your agribusiness update. I'm Bob Larson with the Ag Information Network of the West.